Hey, today we're continuing in the seventh and final parak of Maseches Tomorrow. We are up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Ve'elu hinan nikbarim, the following things have to be buried. Kachim she'apilu yikavru. Any kachim that had a miscarriage has to be buried. Hipila shilya tikaber. If it was mapil, an amniotic sac, without a fetus in it, you bury it. Shara niskol, if you have a shar that was supposed to be stoned because it killed somebody. Ve'egla arufa, or an egla arufa, because you found a dead body between two cities, where Vitzipori Mitzora, where the birds of a Mitzora's carbon, Sa'ar Nazir, the hair that a Nazir cuts off as part of his process, Upeter Chamar, and the firstborn male donkey that you were not Pode, Ubasa Bechalav, or something that's Basa Bechalav, Vichulin Shnishku Bazara, Vichulin that's Shechted in the Azara. So all of those things are Nigbarim. They're also Bana. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chulin Shnishku Bazara, Yisarefu. Rabbi Shimon says, not enough to bury them, to bury Chulin Shnishku Bazara, you have to burn it. And the same is true of a chaya that's shechted in the Azara, also needs to be burnt. Mishnah, hey. Ve'ilu in anasrafim, the following things need to be burnt. Chametz b'pesach yisarif, if you have chametz on Pesach, u'truma tameya, truma that became tameh, v'orla, fruit that grew in the first 3 years of planting a tree, v'kilei akerim, which is asur b'ana, eshedarkul yisarif yisarif, whatever type of orla and climb that normally gets burnt, should be burnt, v'eshedarkul yikavir yikavir, whatever would not be normal to burn, like juices and things like that, you should bury. A kohen can give fuel to his fire using bread or shemen that is truma tameya. Even though truma tameya has to be burnt, you can burn it in a way that's useful to you. If you're a kohen, you can burn it in a way that fire is going to be useful to you. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. We said that among the things that have to be buried are kachim that had a hapala, that had a miscarriage, and the amniotic sac that came out, shara niskal, negla rufa, the birds of Mitzora, the hair of a nazir, a petar chamar that wasn't redeemed, basa b'chalav, and machlokas about chulin shnishka bazara, whether it's buried or burnt. And then in Mishnah, hey, we went through the things that are burnt. Chametz b'pesach, you need to burn chuma tmeya and arla and kilei akerem, unless it's the kind of thing, when it comes to arla and kilei akerem, that's liquid that you can't burn, then you bury it. And we said that when a kohen is burning truma tameya, he could burn it in such a way that it's going to be beneficial to him, that the fire is going to be useful and beneficial to him. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, which is the last Mishnah in Maseches Tumah.